The offensive player, it's not fun being on the sideline and having to sit back and watch. And, you know, you obviously trust in those guys to do their job, perform, and make the plays that need to be made, which they did. But in so many situations last year, we found ourselves in position for the exact same thing. It's not something that, you know, I plan on doing as we go forward. You know, I'd love for us to be able to stay on the field, get the first down in the game. Don't even put the defense back on the field. Give them no opportunity to make the game a nail biter, or have my blood pressure all the way up and anxiety out the roof. Just finish it as an offense. Finish it, 4-minute offense. Finish the game and be able to end it in victory formation.
Odell, what do you see from their cornerbacks? Obviously, they lost one of the better ones, and they have a bunch of young guys out there.
I haven't got to see much. I know going up against Bro last year, it was definitely a challenge. I think he was an underrated player, a guy whose heart can't really be measured, you know, a guy who's come back from everything that he came back from, and he had skill to go with it. So it's unfortunate that he's out right now, and knowing that they have some younger guys at corner, we have to look more into the film and look and find reps of where they, you know, played and, you know, what their weaknesses, what their strengths are. You scout report for them just as well.
Williams, I think, only has one career game. Is this a big opportunity for the passing game because of that?
It's a big opportunity for the Giants, period. Just a chance to, you know, improve, win games, you know, be 2-0, and like I said, get better on offense, running the ball, passing, or whatever the case may be.
Do you like the contributions of the rest of your offense? Are you excited about the prospects of this offense overall?
Say it again.
Are you excited about the prospects of this offense overall after seeing some of the things you did in week one?
Absolutely. Like I said in preseason, you know, we didn't look great, so to say. And then you come out the first game and the offenses were productive. You know, we score in the red zone. We do things that we wouldn't have done last year. And it just goes with the practice, you know, the time and stuff that we put in. And it's all going to come together at some point. So like I was saying back in preseason, I wasn't so much worried when we were struggling on the offense. And things take time to mold and gel, but looking towards the season, it's gonna be a tough time for our defenses. I feel like to cover, to then, you know, not only cover, to stop the run game. You know, once you get the run game going and they're passing the ball efficiently, it's gonna be pretty tough.
When you have Victor doing what he did last week, and you have Sterling doing what he did, it opens things up for you. And are you excited about the prospects?
Vice versa. You're not gonna be able to do the doubling or the over the tops and all this, because then you susceptible to 1-on-1s over there, and those are guys I would take 9.99999 times out of 10. You know what I mean? There may be something that happens, timing may be off, and we may not get it right, but they're gonna win on man coverage. I'm gonna try my best to win on man coverage. It's just about being efficient, being all on the same page. I wouldn't expect it to be that high scoring with this defense that we have. Just from, like I said, going up against them every single day, it's not easy to, you know, come out with 7 points every single time. And when you make a team kick 4 field goals and you get 1 touchdown, and we've only scored 3 touchdowns in the red zone, that's not demoralizing, but in a sense, like it's frustrating, you know, for another team to, they've had 5 opportunities to score and they only come up with field goals and they end up losing by a point. You know what I mean? One of them could have been a touchdown and it would have been the difference in the game. So, like I said, it's tough. It's going to be tough for teams to put up, you know, numbers like they did last year on this defense.
I assume that you feel like if you do ever get into a shootout that you guys can pretty much hang with anybody in that type of game?
Yeah. If it has to go down to that, guns blazing, I'm playing.
you guys lost the game last year, but during that game in New Orleans, was that about as unstoppable as a Giant player as you and the offense felt? Do you think at times you guys just went unstoppable?
Yeah. I think it was more the I feel like since, you know, they scored, it's like, all right, we have to score. You know, they scored again. Like, all right, like, we have to score, you know, and they scored, we didn't score. And it was just back and forth. It was that pressure of feeling like, you know, we're competing with their offense. But the thing about that, like I said, this year is it's a different defense, man. It's a different mentality. I don't see 49 points being put up. I'd be shocked if 49 points got put up.
52.
52, my bad. They did kick a field goal to win.
Odell, if given your druthers, would you rather know something about, you have film on guys that you're going to face, considering that it's a new defensive coordinator, or are you just kind of like going to be ready for anything and everything?
You just got to be ready for anything. You never know what they're going to throw at you. Yeah, you would love to know the answers to the test before you take it, but it's usually not the case. That's why you study and prepare for it, and come test time, you do the best that you can.
In general, are there things that an experienced receiver can do against an inexperienced quarterback to kind of tilt things in his favor, right?
I think that goes for any position. If you're inexperienced and somebody else has more experience, they may be in favor, but it's all about making plays. So at the end of the day, if it was a 10-year receiver going against a rookie cornerback, it doesn't matter if he's out there making plays. It's just a matter of who wants it more.
With a guy like Williams, do you go back and watch his Florida State tape because he doesn't have that much pro tape?
Yeah, you have to. You have to go back and watch that. You have to watch whatever was done in preseason. Find anything that you can. Find tendencies. Or also, you know, we have a great job. Esco, one of the assistant, you know, wide receiver coaches, he does a great job at looking and finding the tips and the notes on DBs and what we could expect to look for.
Do you find that rookie corners sometimes use their hands a little bit too much? I know Eli Apple was a little handsy in the preseason, but sort of corrected that.
It happens. It's the same game, but it's different. You know, you come to the NFL and as much as people are like, you know, it's no different, there's a difference. There's speed, there's things that you can't do. So, yeah, sometimes I remember when Eli came in, you know, he was a little more handsy, and that's just how he played in college. That's what he did. But once you learn how to adjust, once you learn how to know what you can and can't do, you end up working it out.